Is there a name for the horizontal for the horizontal types?
I don't know any name for those.
But a blind fence is more like almost like a wall, right?
That's right, it's a solid wall.
You can't see. So you
used to, when we lived in town, we had blind fences between us and our neighbors.
Uh huh. I see. They give you some privacy in the in the backyard. Are there any different kinds of wire fences?
Well, yes, there was a difference in the types of wire. Barbed wire is what I use. Now, you take those woven wire fences, they were too expensive for me to use only limited quantities.
Mm-hmm.
I use that woven wire. It's, you know what it is.
Well, it's like they call a cyclone fence, like you see around factories, that kind of.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It was lighter than this. It was lighter than a cyclone.
I see.
There was a lot of farm fits in there. Bigger and height.
But a wire, just an ordinary wire fence that you sometimes see on farms that are not, that don't have barbs on them.
Is the woven wire you're talking about?
No, just ordinary wire.
You mean a straight wire?
Yes.
Well, it's not, it was never satisfactory because you couldn't, can't tighten it.
I see. What is a term for expensive or good dishware?
Good what?
Dishware. Dishes, you know.
You're talking about china?
Yeah. Now, do you remember a you raised, you had chickens, didn't you?
Hmm?
You had chickens, didn't you?
Yeah.
On your farm, something you put in the chicken nest, the hen's nest, a fooler.
Oh, you're talking about those eggs. They're made of porcelain, I think.
Mm-hmm. You remember what they were called?
I do not.
Okay. Well, I was wondering if you ever called it a china egg or a nest egg.
Well, they were made of china, those eggs, but we didn't have to use them. I was out here laying it out those rockets.
The term nest egg, though, isn't familiar to you.
When you go to nest egg, and there was you could mark a certain egg and leave it in the nest for over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't handle the chickens.
I see. Okay. What do you when you went out to the well or out to the pump? You brought the water back to the house in a what?
In a bucket.
Okay, and.
A cedar bucket at that.
I see. What other kinds of buckets were there besides cedar buckets? Was that the only kind?
Oh, there was just pine buckets and so forth and so on, but up at the house they had cedar buckets.
I see. And what was used, how did you take the, when you take, you took garbage or out of the house, or food that wasn't eaten out, say if you take it out and give it to the hogs, what would you call that thing that you might carry it out in?
Well, that's a slop bucket.
Okay. Now in the city, though, you don't, you'd call, what would you call it in the city? The thing you put
you got now a country boy. I don't know what you call it in the city.
Okay. Well, what do you call the people that come around and pick this stuff up? You know, the city sends.
The garbage collectors.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're going to fry an egg. You put it into what?
What?
Frying an egg, an implement in the kitchen used to fry an egg.
Talking about a skillet.
Okay.
All right.
Is a skillet the same thing? Is a skillet differ from something else? Similar to that, or do you call all those things that you fry eggs in skillets?
Well, you had a skillet and you had a baker. You had a baker that you could bake bread on.